So let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa. Tan Rabbanan ein eisen sefer Torah lo arka yisrael kefei b'lo kefei yisrael arka. In a sefer Torah, both the length and circumference of the parchment must be of equal size. The length may not exceed the circumference, and the circumference may not exceed the length. Therefore, Rebbe explains, Sefer Torah begvil shisha. And a thick parchment, the length of the parchment must be 6 tfachim, so that the length and circumference will be equal. And Rashi adds, Tzarech litzamsim ksav lafi oivi haklofim, lekeshe yigmar yehei chut hamakef es oviv kemidas arkai. On a thicker parchment, the letters must be written smaller, so that less parchment is used and the circumference does not exceed the length. The Gemara explains that it is almost impossible to write a Sefer Torah in this proportion. And Rav Huna kasav shivin sifri deraisa v'lisrami le'el chad. Rav Huna wrote 70 sifri Torah and produced only one in this proportion. The Gemara questions this halacha from a braisa that discusses the Sefer Torah that was placed in the Aron in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Aron she'asa Moshe amasai mechatzi arkoi v'ama v'chetzi rachboi v'ama v'chetzi kamasi. The Aron was 2.5 amas in length, 1.5 amma in width, and 1.5 amma high. And Rav Meir holds, ba'amma bashtisha tvachim, each amma was of 6 tvachim. Therefore, the Aron was 15 tvachim in length, 9 tvachim in width, and 9 tvachim in height. Now, let's account for the 15 tvachim in length. Va'luchis, arkan shisha, v'rachban shisha, v'avyan shleisha. Menachis keneged arka shel Aron. Shneim asa tvachim. The two luchis, which were each 6 tvachim long, 6 tvachim wide, and 3 tvachim thick, were placed alongside each other and took up 12 tefachim of the Aron's length, and the remaining 3 tefachim of length. Tzeimahen tefach, chetzi lekaisel zeh v'chetzi lekaisel zeh. One tefach was for the thickness of the two side walls, which were each 2 etzbayis thick. Nishtayru sham shnei tefachim, shebehen sefer Torah munach. And in the remaining 2 tefachim, they placed the sefer Torah. Now, let's account for the 9 tefachim in width. Kama luches oichles ba'aron, shisha tefachim. 6 tvachim were taken up by the luchis. And the remaining 3 tvachim of width, tzeimahen tefach, chetz lekaisel zeh v'chetz lekaisel zeh, one tefach was for the thickness of the two side walls, nishtayru sham shnei tvachim, shelehei sefer Torah nichnas v'yetzi kishu dachuk. And the remaining 2 tvachim were left empty so that the sefer Torah can be removed easily. The Gemara now asks, v'yiso gedaitach sefer Torah hekefe vav tvachim, ech dikosh yesh bekefe shleisha tvachim yesh bayi reichiv tefach. At a ratio of 1 to 3, if a Sefer Torah's circumference must be 6 tefachim, its diameter would be 2 tefachim in width. V'kivin delem tziyasi niglal, nafish lemitrei tivcha. And since the Sefer Torah is rolled up toward the middle, it was slightly larger than 2 tefachim wide. If so, ravcha de beini beini betrei pushchi hechayasim. How did the Sefer Torah fit into a space of only 2 tefachim? Rav Acha ben Yaakov explains, Sefer Azara letchilasi hu niglal. The Sefer Torah of the Azara was rolled to the beginning in a single roll and was only 2 tefachim wide. And even though trei betrei hechi yasev, an item of 2 tefachim cannot fit into a space of exactly 2 tefachim, the karech beport de bekarech lel el. A small portion of the Sefer Torah was rolled separately and placed above the main scroll of the Sefer Torah, and so it was less than 2 tefachim in width. The Braisa proceeds with Rabbi Huda's opinion regarding the Aron. Rabbi Huda Omer, ba'amah bas chamisha tefachim. Each amah was of 5 tefachim. Therefore, the Aron was 12.5 tefachim in length, 7.5 tefachim in width, and 7.5 tefachim in height. In the 12.5 tefachim of the Aron's length, kama luchis oichlis ba'aron, 12 tefachim. 12 tefachim were taken up by the two luchis. Nishtarishim chatzi tefach, etzba lekaisel zeh ve'etzba lekaisel zeh. And the remaining half a tefach was for the two side walls, which were each one etzba thick. In the 7.5 tefachim of the Aron's width, kama luchis oigdeis ba'aron, shesh tefachim. 6 tefachim were for the luchis. Chatzi tefach, etzba lekaisel zeh ve'etzba lekaisel zeh. Half a tefach was for the two walls. Nishtarishim tefach sheboy amudin oimdin. In the remaining tefach, 2 silver poles were placed on each side of the luchis. However, the Sefer Torah was not stored inside the Aron, but rather the argish hashigur by polishtim during the Likei Yisrael, munach mitzidoy, v'olav Sefer Torah munach. The Sefer Torah was placed upon the box that the Pelishtim sent back with the luchis that were captured and it was situated near the Aron. And before that, Dapa have a nafik minei v'yasev ilavei Sefer Torah. A board protruded from the Aron upon which the Sefer Torah was placed. The Gemara explains their machlikas as follows. Remeir holds, Sefer Torah munach b'teich ha'aron. The Sefer Torah was placed inside the Aron because the Pasuk in Malachim states, Ein ba'arin rak shnei luches ha'avanim ha'shanich shamaisha. Only the two luches were placed inside the arin. The two words ein and rak are both exclusive. And ein mir achar mir ela l'rabbis sefer Torah shemunach ba'arin. They are considered inclusive and teach that the sefer Torah was also placed inside the arin. While Rabbi Yehuda holds, sefer Torah munach betzad ha'arin. The sefer Torah was outside, on the side of the arin, because the pasuk states, Lokoach as sefer Torah zeh v'samtem oisim mitzad aroin bris Hashem mitzad hu munach v'le b'teichai. The sefer Torah must be placed on the side of the arin, but not inside. And the inclusive words ein and ra come to teach shivri luchay shemunachin ba'arin. The broken pieces of the first luchas were kept inside the arin. Rashi adds tachas luchas under the second luchas. The Gemara proceeds with a brayso which follows the opinion of Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda mentioned in the previous daf, that all the Nevi'im and all the Ksuvim may be written in one scroll. However, Sidran shel Nevi'im, the eight Sifri Nevi'im must be in chronological order. Yeshua, V'Shaiftim, Shmuel, U'Malachim, Yirmiyah, V'Yecheskel, Yeshaya, V'Shneim Aser. And although Hoshea Kadim, Hoshea lived before Yeshaya, however, Dechsev, Nevu Aseh, Gabizcharya, Chagizcharya, Malachi, Seif Nevi'im. His sefer was placed afterward as the first one in Trei Aser because it was only recorded during the time of Chag Zechariah Malachi, who were the last Nevi'im, and it was not written as a separate sefer because it was small. And although Yeshaya Kodim Yirmiyah v'Yecheskel, Yeshaya lived before both Yirmiyah and Yecheskel, his sefer was placed afterward because Samchinu Churbanu l'Churbanu v'Nechamta l'Nechamta. Therefore, given the Malachim sefer Churbanu, Malachim ends with the Churban, the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, the Yirmi Yakuli Churbana, and it's followed by Sefer Yirmi, which deals completely with the Churban. The Yecheskel Reisha Churbana v'Sefer Nechamta, and it's followed by Yecheskel, which begins with the Churban, but ends with Nechama, consolation. The Yeshaya Kuli Nechamta, and it's followed by Yeshayi, which deals completely with Nechama. The Brisa continues, Sidran Shel Kesuvim. The 11 Sefer Kesuvim must be in chronological order. Rus v'Sefer Tehillim, v'Iv, u'Mishle, Kehelis, Jerashirim, v'Kinois, Daniel, Megillus Esther, Ezra, v'Divrei Yamim. And although one opinion holds Iyev b'mei Moshe haya, Iyev lived in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, however, his sefer was placed after Rus and Tehillim because Aschulei b'Paranuso le'maschilinan. We cannot begin with Iyev, which deals with tragedy. And although Rus name paranasi, Rus also begins with the tragedy of hunger along with the deaths of Elimelech and his two sons, however, Paran is the Islei Achras. This tragedy resulted in happiness with the birth of David HaMelech, who served Hashem with song and praise.